This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's foreign minister on Tuesday warned Ukraine it must demilitarize, threatening further military action and falsely accusing Kyiv and the West of fueling the war that started with Moscow's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia. Otherwise, he said, the Russian army will solve the issue. He also insisted Ukraine and the West were responsible for the 10-month war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. Lavrov reiterated that the West was feeding the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said that it was up to Kyiv and Washington how long the conflict will last. In an apparent reaction, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted that Russia needs to face the reality. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday delivered Russia's long-awaited response to a Western price cap, signing a decree that bans the supply of crude oil and oil products from February 1st for 5 months to nations that abide by the cap. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The group of seven major powers, the EU and Australia, agreed this month to a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian seaborne crude because of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The decree includes a clause that allows for Putin to overrule the ban in special cases. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Serbs have erected more roadblocks in northern Kosovo and defied international demands to remove those placed earlier. The move on Tuesday came a day after Serbia put its troops near the border on a high level of combat readiness. The new barriers made of heavily loaded trucks were put up on Tuesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. military police, along with state patrols, will keep people from driving in parts of western New York, where more than 30 people died in what's being called the worst snowstorm the region has ever seen. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Erie County reports most of those deaths in Buffalo. Executive Mark Poloncar says too many people are ignoring the driving ban in Buffalo, making it difficult, if not impossible, for emergency vehicles.
People are trying to drive around in little Honda Civics.
Poloncar says at the height of the storm, when snow was 4 feet and drifts were even higher, emergency crews could not reach some in need, there were resulting deaths, many found in cars and snowbanks. Meanwhile, President Biden has approved an emergency declaration, clearing the way for federal disaster funding. Julie Walker, New York.
Spain on Tuesday announced a new series of measures, including scrapping valued added tax on staple foods such as bread and milk, and is extending rent and eviction controls to help ease the economic crisis caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced the measures in an end-of-year speech. Given the rise in the cost of living, energy, and food. A Brazilian official said Tuesday President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's inauguration will be secured by 100% of the Capital District police force amid widespread fears of violence. Over the weekend, a man was arrested after allegedly placing explosives in a fuel truck near Brasilia's airport, hoping to sow chaos ahead of the inauguration Sunday. The device did not explode. Lula backers have expressed fear on social media of riots or attacks on Inauguration Day, with hundreds of thousands of people expected to attend events in Brasilia. U.S. Representative-elect George Santos, a New York Republican who this week acknowledged lying about his education and employment history while running for Congress, faced fresh criticism on Tuesday over his claims of Jewish heritage. The Republican Jewish Coalition said Santos would not be welcome at the group's future events after misleading its members about his ties to their faith. Santos has vowed to serve out his 2-year term in Congress, and House Republican leaders have been silent about the controversy. Santos told the New York Post, quote, "I am Catholic. Because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background, I said I was Jew-ish." Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.